Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County School District introduces teacher recording equipment. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Starting this year, new teachers in the Campbell County School District are required to record themselves during class up to 2 times a year. The district provides the technology designed to help teachers improve their classroom skills. The Gillette News Record reported Brandon Crosby, the district's professional development director, says this isn't the first time the district has used classroom recording technology. Teachers recorded lessons back in 2021 when students were split between at-home and in-class instruction. Now only teachers hired in the last 2 years are required to submit recordings. First-year teachers submit 2 videos per year, while second-year teachers submit just one. By the third year, submitting a recording becomes optional. The recordings are done using a device by tech company Swivel, which allows a camera to follow the teacher around the room as they teach. Crosby explained the benefits, saying maybe they go to the whiteboard or a chart. The camera follows them wherever they go. The student can always track the teacher. So far, new teachers have already started submitting their videos, with recordings going to the district's professional development team for review. The length and content of the recordings are flexible, and teachers can focus on any aspect of classroom management they want help with. Crosby stresses that this process isn't about evaluation, but growth. Teachers review their videos one-on-one with a professional development specialist to get feedback and ask questions. Crosby says it's really driven by the teachers. While the process is meant to be supportive, some teachers have expressed concerns about it potentially being used for evaluation purposes. Band and orchestra instructor from Stock Trail, Hillcrest, and Conestoga Elementary Schools, Ellen Mayo, appreciates the feedback but hopes it's not used as a gotcha. She's optimistic it will remain a tool for professional growth. School Board Chair Ann Oakes suggested that peer review might be a future possibility for the videos. Crosby responded that the district is open to the idea. Overall, the district hopes the recordings will help teachers feel more comfortable receiving feedback without the pressure of an in-person evaluator. Crosby concludes, when the video is made specifically for a professional development specialist the teacher knows, it's a very positive experience. Two men charged in $70,000 coal mine scrap metal theft. Two men are facing felony charges after being accused of stealing $70,000 worth of scrap metal from Bel Air Coal Mine near Gillette. Bo and George Costello have been bound over to district court, each facing 4 felony charges. Theft, conspiracy to commit theft, false representation of property value, and conspiracy to falsify property value. The Gillette News Record reported the two men allegedly posed as George and Bo Gonzalez and claimed to represent a company called Industrial Exchangers, LLC. They used false names and fabricated truck weight data to steal 19 pieces of scrap trail cable from the mine. According to court documents, the theft was discovered after the Costellos completed 3 legitimate transactions for scrap metal in April, but a 4th transaction, valued at $70,000, was never paid. The mine reported the theft on May 1st after failing to receive the wire transfer. Investigators uncovered discrepancies in the weight data provided by the Costellos, and the pair refused to provide confirmation of the missing payment. The scrap metal was later tracked to a scrap yard in Texas, where a dispatcher confirmed that he had been asked to falsify the truck's weight during the haul. Both Bo and George Costello were arrested following the investigation and are now awaiting trial in district court. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.